Policeman's Ball. We are all friends, we've met before, haven't we?
Yeah!
That's it, I knew. And there's people in the dark up there. Well, if you haven't been before, and you just happened to wander in off the street by accident, I should explain we're not a tribute band. Let's get that straight. We're going to dodge around the repertoire. So, start with a bunch of fairly creaky stuff. If it's my mood after being in a band all day.
Oh, you man as old as you pass by, come in and drink if you are dry. Come spend my lads your money brisk and pop your nose in a jug of this. Oh, you man as old if you've half a crown, you're welcome all for to sit down. Come spend my lads your money brisk and pop your nose in a jug of this. Oh, you tipplers old as you pass by, call in a drink if you are dry. Call in a drink, think not amiss, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Oh, and now I'm old and can scarcely crawl, I've a long grey beard and a head big bow. Grab my desire, fulfill my bliss, hey pretty girl, and a jug of this. Grave and dead, and all my sorrows have passed and fled. Transform me then into to a fish and let me swim in a jug of this. Oh, ye Amazonas, you pass by, come in and drink, and you are dry, and spend the lads your money, crisp, and pop your nose in a jug of this.
This song came along. It's an opening number, ladies and gentlemen, so that was just a warm up. This is the actual opening number. It's a chorusy bit, so please join in if you feel moved. So to do.
Thank you.
even further in time now. This is a song written before Richard Thompson and Dave Scorbitt had met. And it was written by an emergent adult, let's say, Richard Thompson, for the band's second or third album, I think. This was back in the days when my father, who was also called Simon, was in the band before me. If you say something that's untrue often enough and confident enough. Okay, it's called Genesis Hall.
And I know he would never mean harm, but to see both sides of a quarrel is to judge without haste or alarm. Oh.
It was a lie about my dad, actually, it was my grandfather.
This next song brings us right up to date with what you see before you. It is like a Polaroid snapshot of exactly where we're at now. We're on tour, we're kind of settling in now, momentum is gained, and the title has a kind of a fingers crossed vibe about it. And the audience is mentioned as well. You get a mention in the song. How cool is that? It's called Our Bus Rolls On.
Thanks for letting me know. I can't find my set list. Ah.
Oh, I shall shout them out from the back here. Yes, Our Bus. This is available tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
on our
50 at 50 album. So a little hint for half time, maybe.
Bus rolls on, but we can't shut the door, Chris.
I know.
It's a bit of a problem.
I'm lucky because I'm sat in the seat furthest away from the door, so I'm going to be all right tonight. Yeah.
We've got a lottery going. Somebody has to sleep in the van to go up the pier.
Our bus rolls on. On to another town, a different song, and the audience come along to hear the music play. So together we can walk a while, bring a bit of tune that's in style, ever ready for the weary mile. It's another day. Peggy on the bass with a smiling face, she loves the Breton way. Never more happy in the seaside air with his band front face to play. Simon picks at your cool guitar from a California makeup. He came along for the very first song, original mover and shaker. Our bus rolls on to another town, a different song, and the audience come along to hear the music play. So together we can walk a while, bring a little tune that's in style, ever ready for the weary mile. It's another day. Rick's so hip, is a fiddler fine with beautiful instrumentals. He'll take it to Port Marion on a black and white TV rental. Jerry sits and keeps the pace, his way is time and groove. A giant of percussive sound, his hands are always on the move. While the bus rolls on, those kind of things to write to someone too. I have no fear with my friends up here, it's all I want to do. Time it goes and comes around, 50 years of counting. Here's to the Belport family and those blown up that mountain. Our bus rolls on to another town, a different song, and the audience come along to hear the music play. So together we can walk a while, bring a bit of tune that's in style, ever ready for the weary mile, it's another day.
So far we've done one traditional song and three songs written within the band by members present or past, which is a fair batting average, I think, a reflection of where the materials come from. But there's another large element of what we do which comes from outside the band, from fellow travellers, from people I think, mainly singer-songwriters, people who like and are inspired by the same ideas that perhaps are responsible for putting up on this stage. This song is from Ralph Patel, who's contributed a number of items for the band for a while now. And he, no, he's not. It's, Ralph couldn't come along tonight, but he did send this song. Simon, can I just have a little bit more of everything down here? Not a lot. The song is called Around the Wild Cape Horn. So there you go. Here's a clue there. It's not about ploughing championships or coal mining. It's a biographical story about a chap called Irving Johnston, who doesn't get a name check during the actual song, but he was the inspiration this lyric, and indeed he spoke much of this lyric verbatim on a movie that Ralph caught, and it was a self-shot film of his own young life as a 29-year-old chap from an American farm. He fulfilled a dream and got himself a passage on a four-masted training vessel from the north of Germany to the west coast of Chile. Well, of course, Chile only has a west coast. Russia, fence, but mountain strewn island. He was very moved by this, and some of Irving Johnston's own commentary is so powerful that you have to put it into words of the song. So here we go. That's enough shat. Shut up, Nickel.
I was born a landbound farm boy and in New England raised, where the rippling in the wheat fields, where they were my ocean wave. Each rise and fall, each climb and clung, where the crows across the corn, where the seagulls swooping across the deck of the ship I had dreamed I'd sail around Cape Horn. Well, my deck was a dusty farmyard, my mast was a telegraph pole, and singing in the telegraph wires was a song heard in my soul. And it seemed that I'd have been singing since the day that I was born, when they gonna take a trip on a sailing ship all the way around the wild Cape Horn. Well, I found that ship in Hamburg, her name it was Peking. The skipper's name was Captain Yerz. Well, I never met a man like him. He pulled two men out on the sea by the hair in a raging storm, and he kept his grip on the sailing ship all the way around the wild Cape Horn. The cargo weighed 5,000 tons, the ship 3,000 more. There was an acre of sail up aloft, some 17 stories tall. And we had a big and scruffy dog and a turkey-bound corn, willing hands to drive around, hauling us around the wild Cape Horn. But as far as on and as far as off, and you sleep in your wet clothes, the only dry thing on the ship is the cargo down below. 11,000 miles we sailed, nigh on 100 tons, 32 sails on a heaving ship, hauling us around the wild Cape Horn. then Friday the 13th, 58 great ships were lost in the storm of the century. But we blew into the Atlantic on a sunlit sparkling morn. With a turkey got sick, so we hailed her quick, helped us on our way around Cape Horn. And we lost two boys along the voyage, they got washed overboard. The silence from us down below, no one could put in words. Two empty bars to mark the space, their own two lives to mourn. Torn between life and death, on our way around the wild Cape Horn. So she had us kind of hypnotized, no time to catch our breath. If you want to love your life, well, you have to flirt with death. Sail close to the hottest wind, treat us with scorn. A farm boy and an unyoked team made his way around the wild Cape Horn. Avalanches crashed upon the deck. The screaming wind split ropes and spars and tried to have us wrecked. But she rose and fell through storm and swell. The sails all ripped and torn. 8,000 tons tossed like a cork. But she made it all around the wild Cape Horn. But she had us kind of hypnotized, no time to catch our breath. If you wanna love your life, well, you have to flirt with death. Sail close to the hardest wind, treat all this with scorn. A farm boy and an unyoked team made his way around the wild Cape Horn. A farm boy and an unyoked team made his way around the wild Cape Horn.
The song is Ralph McTell. Thank you, Ralph.
I don't know what's next.
So here's a song. Here's a hint. It's a song that's new to us in the set. And
especially to me.
And it's it concerns that thing that probably everyone here can relate to. When things are tough or when things get on top, it's nice to have a space you can go to, either a mental space or a physical space. And this song is about such a thing. My particular spot is down in the southwest. And there's a song called Step by Step. And it does have that refrain. Those words come around quite a few times. So if you pick it up and want to join in, that would be absolutely lovely. So Step by Step.
Be here today.
your hand in mine. Butterflies breeze through the fern. The wind is gentle in your hair. This is the calm our hearts yearn. Bathed in this magic clifftop air, let those cares drift away. Bring some ease into your mind. Let this be here today. Step by step, your hand in
Since I was last here, I have officially become an old age pensioner.
What took you so long?
Yeah, no, I haven't got that yet. But what I did think, I thought, you know, that now I'm an OAP, more important than ever to go and have a checkup at the doctor's, so I did. I went to see my doctor. And I was straight with him. I was straight with him. I said to him, Doc, I'm beginning to feel my age. I looked in the mirror this morning, my hair's getting thinner, I've got wrinkles on my forehead, bags under my eyes, sallow complexion, bit of a double chin going on. I thought I looked terrible. He said, well, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight. Then he pointed at me like this. He pointed at me. He said, "Rick, you're suffering from hypochondria." I said, "Oh, not that as well." He said, "I'm not sure about your test result, but I think it may be due to excessive alcohol consumption." Ooh. I said, "That's all right, I'll come back when he's sober. I mean, he's only human. That's what we think to him." But I said, "Doc, what I really want to do, you know, what I want to know from you, what I'd like to ask you is what can I do to lose some weight?" He said, "Well, just don't eat anything fatty." I said, "What, like chips, pizza, that sort of thing?" He said, "No, just don't eat anything fatty." I must say, I'm a bit upset, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, you're laughing and I had some sympathy here. I was hoping for some sympathy. Yes, I was. Because I've been very unlucky recently, very unlucky. Anything even vaguely connected with medicine, I've been very, well, I'll give you an example. I said to my girlfriend, I said, "You know, do you think we could spice things up a bit in the bedroom? Could you dress up as a nurse?" She said, "I think we're a bit old for that. I could dress up as a health visitor." And when she finally did agree to play nurse and patient, I had been hoping for something a bit more exciting than being left in a corridor for 5 hours. It is a very romantic tune, ladies and gentlemen, that I wrote for that very same health visitor. But I wrote it for her many years ago, in the year of 1987, the last millennium. And that was on an album. Anybody remember an album from that year called Red and Gold? And this is a tune from there. It was her birthday tune that year, and it's called The Rose Hip. And on the original recording, I like overdubbed the fiddles, because there was only me who played the fiddle in the band. Well, not, you know, I mean, Simon's, as we know. Peggy too, actually. You know, so, but anyway, I overdubbed it. And it sounds much better now. I think it sounds better than it ever has, because I get to play it as a duet with a wonderful fiddle player, Chris Leslie, over there. So this is The Rose Hip. I hope you dig it. Nice to talk to you. Thanks. Thank you.
But we're We're back to homegrown songs now. This is one that Chris wrote not long after he joined the band. Well, it was quite recently, actually. It was a mere 22 years
ago.
It's a bit previous, isn't it? Just grown nicely. Chris had already written a few songs before he joined the band, but it was like a sideline for him, and he's begun to develop that more and more in the last couple of decades. And he was writing at the time with a chap called Nigel Stonier, and the two of them came up with this next song, which we liked so much that we made it the title track of an album. It's called The Wood and the Wire, and it's not about sheep fencing, it's about this kind of wood and these kind of wires. But it's not strictly speaking limited to, you know, guitars. You can be unfretted. You can be maintaining low tones. You can have far too many strings on your instrument, like Chris over there, or even the strings underneath Jerry's virtual snare drum.
Thank you.
with wood and wire. Wood and the wire, paper man, dreams in his sleep as far as hands. But louder than laughter, brighter than cry, it's promise it lives in the wood and the wire.
Thanks very much. Well, we've got one more song here before we're going to have an interval. And this song does have some tunes at the end of it, which will lead you to dance out of the room towards our merchandising desk.
Which is blocking the toilets up at the moment.
Marvellous. So to the desk, and then to the merchandise desk, and then to the bar, and then probably to the loo, I guess, in that order. But anyway, this is a song about a fiddle player from Shetland. His name was John Gowdy. He fell in love and got hit over the head with a large hammer. And we play one of his tunes in the middle of the song. This is a post-hammer tune, which he started writing better tunes after that. We play a tune of his in the middle and at the end, together with a couple more pretty tunes for Shetland. This is the tale of John Gowdy. Have a lovely interval. John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. And as the crowd in the loving town, his fiddle and he did hold. They passed it up, they passed it down, as he fiddled the tunes around. Of all the players in Shetland, there was no better could be found. When John broke prison doors, you had seen his life before. He ran back to the little shore, wrote himself a tune. John had his eye on a fair young girl that lived not far away. His were not the only eyes, so the rumours say. It happened down the Sandic Mines, killing the Carver Bay. His rival dropped a hammer down, which struck John on the head. When John broke prison door, Jay had seen his life before. He ran back to the little bit shore, wrote in something tune. His strength was such a fearful blow, weakening in his mind. Left him with his fiddling still, but the job he couldn't find. Now he was prone to fear for the rage of the heat of the blazing sun. He would warn friends nearby, a friend of coming on. Thank you.
because last night they didn't.
David Hughes was just getting into his stride there.
We're going to get back into the area of folk music. We don't, as a folk rock band, if you break down the repertoire, you don't find that many actual legitimate folk songs, but this is one such. It's been in for a while. It concerns proceedings of sort of treasonable nature within the court of the Scottish kingdom in about the 14th century, and I'm sure this is something you all discussed with, at great length and earnestly in detail at your frequent dinner table parties around this part of the world. Or perhaps not. I know I don't. But there is this song about that. It's got a fool guy in the title. His name was Sir Patrick Spence.
To sail this mighty boat of mine. And up there spoke a bonny boy, sitting at the king's right knee.
Sir Patrick Spence is the very best seaman that ever sailed upon the sea.
He has glitter, he called glitter, and he's sealed it up with his own right hand. Sending word unto Sir Patrick, known to him at his command. An enemy then this must be, who told a lie concerning thee. For I was never a very good seaman, nor ever did intend to be.
They had not sailed upon the deep a day but barely three, when loud and boisterous grew the wind, and so noisy blew the sea. Sailing homewards to dry land.
40 miles off from the deep, the waters are so deep, firm as deep. There lies good Sir Patrick Spence with the Lords of Scotland at his feet.
something that a lot of you would have heard of, at least an album called Liege and Leaf. Safe ground there. And Sir Patrick Spence was one of the songs which was an also-ran for that album. In fact, we put it on the follow-up, or the next album, rather the follow-up. It was the subsequent recording, which was called Full Ass. There was an instant transfer to the stage of all the songs on Vision Leaf, many of which were, well, all of which were new to the band, as it was then, bar one. And it was only 43 years went by before we had noticed this oversight. There was a song on Vision Leaf which we didn't include in the repertoire until 2012, when you there, out there in listener land, made a suggestion to us, based on our request, of course. People make suggestions to us all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes using fairly rudimentary gestures. And some of them are physiologically impossible. However, this song, Farewell, Farewell, which was written by Richard, and was an escapee. And nobody knows why it was left behind, forgotten in the studio, like a discarded, broken drumstick. I blame the drummers. See, did you notice, gentlemen, that the wonderful Jerry Conway is economised to the point of not having any drumsticks at all?
To save the forests.
But anyway, so we had a look at this song, and when we re-recorded it in 2012 for by popular request, we just deconstructed it. We didn't attempt to sort of recreate the original arrangement. So this is a fresh take on the old song. Sorry, I should have been tuning, shouldn't I, really? I'm sharing my thoughts.
Farewell, farewell to you who are here, you lonely travelers all. The cold old wind will blow again. The winding road that's farewell, farewell.
Thank you. I'm going to do a song now by a dear friend of ours, this next song. She's a great musician, great multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, as you'll hear, good songwriter, and she's an artist, multi-talented. And those of you who have bought a copy of the double CD from Crockery Live last year will have a piece of her artwork on the front cover. She's done a remake of an earlier Fairport theme cover. And I'm talking of the wonderful Anna Ryder. And this is a song from her, and to it we've added an old-time American tune called Angeline the Baker. This is Anna Ryder's Bring Me Back My Feathers. Bring me back my feathers, Elsa, can I fly? Bring me back my feathers, Elsa, surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to warm land over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Sweetheart, Elsa cannot live. Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I'd give. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly, and then I'll take her to my bed. Bring my sweetheart back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, oh how happy I will be. Tears, Elsa cannot cry. Bring me back my tears, for look, I only sigh. Bring me back my tears, or dry my eyes will be, and I will only know of joy when you bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, oh how happy I will be. Elsa cannot tread. Bring me back my footsteps, or I may as well be dead. Oh, bring me back my footsteps, or I never will be free, never again to walk this land, till you bring them back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, bring them back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, oh how happy I will be. So bring me back my feathers, Elsa cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, or else I surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to warm land over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my feathers, bring them back to me. Bring me back my feathers, oh how happy I will be.
Another composition next by another chick singer. but with a remarkably different subject. This is not about a bald parrot. It's pulled its own feathers out because it's chronically depressed. This is about a beheaded queen. And it came to us through the wonderful Sandy Denny, of course, who was in our little organisation for a very short time back in the late 60s, three albums then, in a very short space of time, as I say, less than 2 years. And then she rejoined again, made another mark in the mid-70s. But although she's been a long time gone, she still casts a big shadow. And people will always remember us as her backing band. her as our chick singer. This is a song she'd written, just finished when she joined us back in 1968. So it's, again, she's an emergent adult. She's just stopped being a teenager when she came up with us. And it's her sort of homage to Mary Queen of Scots, who was executed at the behest of her cousin, Queen Elizabeth, in 1587. This is, of course, not our current queen. An ancestor of hers with the same name. And it's called Fotheringay because that's the location of the castle where Mary saw her last sunrise. How often she has gazed from castle windows to watch the daylight passing beneath her captive walls, and with no one to heed. The evening hour is fading within a glimmering sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone, and the last of all the young birds flown. Days of precious freedom forfeited long before, to live such fruitless years behind the guarded door. But those days will pass no more. Tomorrow at this hour, she will be far away. Much farther than these islands, for the lonely fathering. Thank you.
Sandy Denny.
Thanks a lot. Way back in 1971, when I had hair, that's not funny, Condit. Simon and myself, along with Dave Swarwick, Dave Mattox and Richard Thompson, lived in a deconsecrated pub called The Angel in Little Haddam. It was a hovel. There were 13 of us living there, and there was one bathroom, and it was difficult to wash your hair, and really difficult. You had to wait forever. We were not very clean people at the time, but we were pop stars because the album that we made there, Angel Delight, any of you got that? Yeah. 10 of you. it got into number 9 in the BBC and Melody Maker chart, so we had our pictures in Jackie. Why are you all laughing? It means you remember Jackie. I'll check that picture, it's still on my bedroom wall.
He's had to add captions.
But we had a great time there despite catching various diseases.
Could you stop glamorising that? There's nothing like that good.
But while we were there, we did make this album, you know, Angel Delight, and this is a song from it. It's a lovely song which Dave Swarbrick collected from the Copper family, along with a summons for possession. it's a song called The Banks of the Sweet and the Roses. Because we're in Wales, and we know you all sing so beautifully, especially young Elaine Morgan is here tonight, so Elaine, if you know the chorus, do please join in. Yeah. The Banks of the Sweet Primroses. Thanks.
Small relief.
false deceiver. You are a false deceitful man, I know. 'Tis you that has caused my poor heart to wander, and in your comfort lies no refrain. So I'll go down to some lonesome valley where no man on earth shall dare me find, where the pretty little small birds do change their voices, and every moment blows lustrous wine. So come all young men who go a-sailing, pray pay attention to what I say, for there's many a dark and a cloudy morning turns out to be a bright sunshiny day.
You know, what with last year being our 50th anniversary and so on, we did all that 50th anniversary, you know, the property, and there's a documentary made about it, and, you know, lots of interviews and stuff. At the end of the year, I was kind of feeling a bit nostalgic about the whole thing. So I got this box out that I've got at home. I got this box which is full of old Fairport programmes, tour programmes. And I was looking through, and I found the very first Fairport Winter Tour programme. And you know, reading through that programme, it really brought home to me just how long this band's been around. Because, it was in Latin. Yes, folks, when Fairport started, Long John Silver had two legs and an egg on his shoulder. Of course, when you're a teenager and you start out playing music, you don't think ahead, do you? You don't think what you're going to be doing when you're 18. You don't think ahead like that. And here we still are. Isn't that wonderful? With you, wonderful people to play to. Yeah. Yeah. How lucky are we? How lucky are we? Of course, the other great thing about music, the way I see it, is that it's an escape, isn't it? For a few hours, you can just escape into a world of sound, and it takes you away from the horrors of the scary world that we live in. It is a scary one now. I should share with you, I just bought the latest edition of Private Eye, and they had a headline in it that said, "Next year Israel are to host the Eurovision Song Contest and World War III." I think the venue may be the American Embassy, I'm not sure. You know, years ago I actually met Donald Trump. It was way before he was president, it was some years ago. And I met him, and he said to me, he said, "Rick." He said, "Rick, why is it that people take an instant dislike to me?" I said, "It saves time, don't it?" People say to me, "Where do you stand on Donald Trump?" I say, "On his windpipe." And his daughter's called Ivanka, so she's named after her dad, isn't she? Scary world. So what do we need in this scary world? We need a cheerful tune to cheer us up. And somebody who has written some fantastically cheerful and some fantastic tunes over the years for Fairport is the one and only Peggy on the bass, Dave Pegg. Peggy is a gifted tunesmith, and this is one of his best. We love this tune. It's called Bankruptcy. It's quite tricky to play. There is some audience participation. Cross your fingers, of course. Simon's going to kick off, and
yeah, you'll love this because you don't have to play it.
Thank you very much.
Just a friendly reminder.
You know, and that's a lot of dust. That's a couple of pints at the bar, almost.
You can tell how often he buys around.
Cropredy is a fabulous festival. We have, you know, the lineup is incredible this year. We're on it. We start and finish the festival. We've finished many a festival in our time. So we've got our own now. you know, we wised up years ago and thought, you know, nobody's booking us, we'll do it ourselves. So we book ourselves, and then we get all these other people, and it's become such a fantastic event. We're really proud of it, and especially this year, because we've got Brian Wilson, who's one of our heroes, you know, who's presenting Pet Sounds with a 10-piece American band. It's going to be incredible. This is on Thursday night. And then there's a load of other people as well, the Levellers, Kate Busby,
Fish,
yeah. I was with Fish, I had 5 pints with Fish yesterday.
In Paris. You wouldn't drink 5 pints of tea, would you?
Well, I would if I had the chance, but it's like nobody invites you, do they? It never seems to happen. But anyway, Fish is really looking forward to being property, and so are we. So, will you please check our website out and look after these bookmarks? Please come along, because we've sold out the last couple of years, and we need you to be there because it's good. And here's a song which our friend PJ Wright wrote. PJ Wright wrote. It's Ken Dodd's dad's daughter, dear. And PJ plays with Jerry and myself in the Dylan Project, and also in a great band called Tradar, who you should book here, you guys, they're fabulous. And it's a song called Summer by the Chur. Well, it's on most of our recordings, because PJ has got dirt on us and he insists that we put his song on. If you've been to Cropperty and know the chorus, do please join in. If not, come and join us this year. August 9th, 10th and 11th, Summer by the Chur. Well, ta.
Summer is a come across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 come the summer, come the rain. St. Martha turning off the year, we'll all be here again. We'll be celebrating summer by the Cherwell. The calendar is calling all together in the garden, to celebrate another year of fellowship and fun. Leave your troubles at the gate, sit back and join the circus. We share a common purpose here for many years to come. Summer is a come across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 come the summer, come the rain. To mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. Celebrating summer by the Cherwell. Seems like every other face wears a smile of recognition. Though you've spoken not a word, it's clear we've all been here before. It's a cause for jubilation, it's a win-win situation. Whether up the hill or down the rock and rolling in the store. Summer is a coming across the bridge and up the lane. The joy of 20,000 come the summer, come the rain. About the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. Celebrating summer by the Cherwell.
Grounded, we're totally surrounded. Listen to the band that founded this so many years ago.
Summer is a coming across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 come the summer, come the rain. So mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again. We'll be celebrating summer by the Cherwell. Thank you.
Much. When we find another tour looming in the diary, it's time to look at the previous set lists and go back to the big repertoire stock pot and give that a big old stir. It's like, you know, dealing with alphabet soup. You don't know what's going to float to the surface. And occasionally songs come back that you think, oh, we might give that a go. Haven't done that for a bit. Well, this song is one such. It hasn't been in the repertoire for over a decade, I don't think. Although we did play it the night before last. obviously, I'm talking about, you know, before this tour started. And it's a song which snuck into the repertoire by the devious route of a solo album, which some upstart called Simon Nicholson. Years and years and decades ago. I wonder what he's doing now. Anyway, he stole this song off a Welshman.
Yeah.
Taken it around the world and abused it and made his fortune.
So big.
I nearly bought myself a drink the other day on the royalties. I don't know if he's saving for 15 years. Anyway, it's a song of Hugh Williams.
Yay.
No stranger to these guys. A great man. And this is the first song I was aware of him as a writer. He supported Swarm and I at a folk club gig somewhere back in the days when he and Swarm and I were working as a duo. Would have been about 82, 83, something like that. And Hugh got up and did three or four songs as a floor singer. And this one, Floor. Joy is the wrong word. I hope you appreciate it. Rosemary's Sister.
Mother of disaster and sister of our fate, do you count the tragedies we see? And father of confusion and brother of debate, do you recall the sister of Rosemary? The doodlebugs were flying, the blitz was at its high, Rosemary lay sleeping, the sister only five, and no one heard the one that hit, the one that blew the lid. But Rosemary came out crying, the sister never did. And you fly high, and your dreams sprawl in vain. One moment you are singing, the next you cry in pain. But high above in heaven, on a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dancing. Her mother cried all that year, as many others did. She pulled through for a moment now and then. And the people down in Bethnal Street, in the rubble and the stones, swept up their lives and started off again. When tyranny is biting, you do your best to try to stifle all your heartaches till it's safe again to cry. And when at last the darkness clears and the sun comes shining through, dusting off and starting all anew. But you're flying high, and your dreams are all in vain. One moment you are singing, and the next you cry in pain. But high above the heavens, on a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dancing. Thank you. There's a teacher in the classroom, there's a mother in the hall. The children sit and wait for the bell for home. And Rosemary is waiting, she's a child now of her own. She's waiting to collect and take her home. But sometimes in the firelight, in the silence where she sits, her mind goes back to Bethnal Street, to the darkness and the bliss. And she knows if there's another one, then the end will be complete. Well, I wonder what they'd say in Bethnal Street. And we fly high, and our dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, the next we cry in pain. But high above in heaven are a host of angels' wings. Rosemary's sister will be dancing.
Concerns what happens when you hook up or, you know, get married to or live with an explorer, because they're dangerous people. They're the people that just can't help themselves but go away and do very dangerous stuff. And this song is set in the Victorian time, so there's no mobile phone, no internet. I'm talking about Lord Franklin, that explorer who tried to find Northwest Passage. He had several goes. And in this song, his first wife, Eleanor, is left at home to just dip into her imagination and worries. And this is where the song takes us. And it's called Eleanor's Dream, because that's the only place she can meet him and get any kind of solace from her distance from him. Eleanor's Dream.
So is it true, how can it be, the final loss against the sea? Forbidden fruit, no place to be, the Northwest took my love from me. A paper say they'll never be found, no way to peace or sacred ground to rest my love and all his men. See their life again. Is there a calm beneath the wave? Is there salvation in a watery grave? The breaking pole, a falling mast, in icy cold their souls were cast. Papers say they'll never be found, no way to peace or sacred ground to rest my love and all his men. This world will see the light again. Search and bring my love to me. again.
Being on stage in this format is a bit weird tonight because normally I don't sit next to Peggy, who doesn't sit next to me, obviously. Right. It's very odd. Have you found it discombobulating?
Well, I've known the doctor for a while. But
my point is, ladies and gentlemen, that there's usually the fantastic personage of Jerry Conway's is, as it were, interposed between the two of us. But exigencies of the stage layout have in fact contraindicated such a possibility of this evening. Therefore, he is behind Peggy and myself, which is a little bit embarrassing for this beginning of this next last and final piece, because Jerry has not been sitting on a drum stool. He's been sitting on a fantastic instrument called the cajon. Not many people know that Jerry's real name is Jerry Conway. And I expect there's quite a few of you got a cajon, you know, at some point in your lives, sort of sitting around, you know, where you normally put the Christmas tree, perhaps, and it gets moved once a year, so you've got the tree in. But it's basically a hollow box with stuff going on inside it, clever stuff. I'd love to be able to share this vision with you, because Jerry's going to show you what it's really capable of. A lifetime of rhythmic experience and excellence put into a few minutes of your time. Anyway, after he's finished doing his thing, we're going to do that song that we do at the end of the night every night. It's a 19-verse chorus song without a chorus. So please help us out with that. But it's been lovely to play with you, and thank you very much, all of you, for coming.
burning hand of her sprung up to you. Lord Arnold's way to the church, and the gospel she did hear. When the meeting here was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Matty Rose, come walking through the crowd. So come home with me, little Matty Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Matty Rose, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home, I won't go home, sleeping with you tonight. Come with the rings on your fingers, I can see that you are my master's wife. What if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He has gone to the bargain tree, and he's bringing the earrings home. Well, a sermon too was standing by, and hearing what was said, a small alarm would he would know before the sun did set. And in her hurry to end his news, she met the Preston man. When she came to the bottom of the street, well, she took off her shoes, she swam. Standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my curtains that I got in IKEA last night? How do you like your feather bed? Better I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your baby, my fool eyes and my arms are stained. Get up, get up, get up, Lord, I don't cry. Get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be shining for England that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up and I won't get up. I won't get up for my life. But you have two long-beaded swords and I have a pocket knife. It's true, I have two Eden swords and they cost me deep in my purse. But you will have done better than them, and I will keep the worse. And you will strike me the very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. First blow, he hurt Lord Arnold sore. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow, and Matty struck no more. Then he took his own dear wife, and he sat her upon his knee, and he said, who do you like the best of us now? Will you then, Matty Groves, or me? But that up his book is a wonder wife, never heard speak so plain. I would rather one kiss from dead Matty's lips, and all of your finery. As at Lord Arnold, he jumped up. He struck his wife right through the heart. He picked it up to the wall. Bravely, Lord Arnold tried to put these lovers in. But was your belly my lady at the top? But she was a bouquet. Thank you.
thank you. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Fairport Convention 2018. Who saw that coming? We've been my Lord Gerald of Conway. Given the fantastic, wonderful sound man and tour manager, SMR, Simon Yorick, in the dark. Simon Yorick. Thank you very much. Thanks to Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And everybody that works here, because it's great, the pizzas are fantastic. We're all stuffed, and we've had a lovely time, so can we come back again?
It's filled a much needed hole that's just meat on the ledge shaped. The world didn't know it needed such a song until, you know, it figured it out. Everything changed, line to line. Anyway, it's a great song. It's a joy to perform for you. If I had a clue for every time I sang it, I probably have. I probably would have, yes. I probably do have.
Because it's Wales and they all sing so well, especially when it's all up there. We should give them a verse on the road at the end. So don't, if we stop, you carry on singing at the end. This is called rehearsal.
We used to say that come the day, we'd all be making songs. Find us designing snow lasting long. The ways of God is a long and road. The end is growing thin. Too many friends who try have blown up this mountain.
We're gonna be on the ledge.
If you really need it,
we're gonna be on the ledge.
that's the only way I believe. But you'll have a chance again. Next time you can do the work for me.
Thank you.